I am going to Chile because we have an international congress about communication. It will be, I would say, more specifically, a Latin American congress, a reflection about communication in Latin America today, church and communication, and people coming from different countries of Latin America. We are guests of the Catholic University of Chile, and just recently, yesterday, I met the rector of the university. He was telling me that they are expecting more than 400 people. The church in Latin America is facing the new challenges created, originated by new technologies. And I think that today the church has to be present in these new ways of communication and relationship. New technologies are no more instruments of communication. It means that new technologies are creating a milieu, a place where people are living. And so I think that the church has to rediscover it once again, that the problem is not just to use or not to use instruments, but the problem of the church is how to announce the gospel to the people who are living in the social networks. Because also here is a small change. It's no more only a milieu, a place where people are living, but such a place is a net, a social net. And so our problem is to see how the church is present, is announcing formally the gospel, but also is sharing with the men and women of today these deep human values that we have in our heart. Already some time ago, Pope Benedict XVI was saying that the problem is not only to announce formally the gospel, but to present, to share with people in such a net our experience, our involvement, how to live the values of the gospel in the life of today. And this is, I think, it is continuously a big challenge for all of us.
The church in Latin America, though, is living a particularly exciting time at the moment with the first pope from that continent. How do you think is this going to affect, perhaps, the life of the church, particularly in this field of communication?
I will give you just an example. Do you remember that a few days ago, the Holy Father was embracing a handicapped small boy, and he was placing his cheek near the cheek of the boy. No words. But that was the only one way to communicate something to this boy. I think that this Pope, Pope Francis, coming from Latin America, is again helping us to rediscover that communication is not only an intellectual problem. If you realize, is recalling images. Consider, for example, last Holy Thursday, he was addressing the priests of Rome and the priest studying here in Rome in this moment. And he was telling that a good priest must have the smell of the sheep to whom he's belonging.
Quite a shocking image to some, isn't it?
But a quite clear image. With that image, the Holy Father was expressing a lot of concepts. And people can perceive immediately from that image. 2 days ago, in a private celebration, he was saying that the tears coming from suffering is a very good lens to rediscover the presence of Jesus. And some days ago again, for Easter, he was mentioning the desert that can reflourish with the gift of the Spirit of the risen Lord. I would say that is giving, for me, a new approach to communication. People are perceiving something that is not only intellectual. It means that Pope Francis is not only touching the intellectual aspect of our knowledge, of our relationship, but is touching the heart and the imagination. This is why I'm talking about a new approach to communication. You discover a man that immediately is creating an atmosphere of dialogue, of understanding, of human and friendly relationship. You could perceive from the same night when he was appearing for the first time at the balcony of the St. Peter's Basilica, with his greetings with people. Do you remember when he was inviting the people to pray? I've never felt a so deep silence in St. Peter's Square like that night. People really were praying. And I was commenting that and recalling what Pope Benedict was saying on many occasions, the church is alive. Many people, they were prepared to celebrate the funeral of the church. And it's enough that there is the blowing of the Spirit and the church is showing that it's alive.